Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition, and we're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those there on us. freetalklive.com as we go straight to the phones and to the fun. Or I don't know if Brian's having fun because he's in Colorado. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Oh, actually, Brian on the amplifier line. Hello, Brian.
Hi. We got a little snow last night.
I heard about that. Something like 4,700 people trapped in Denver International Airport. I mean, how many feet of snow do you have?
Well, we're a little south of Denver. We got 3 feet, but it was really windy, so we got like these 6 and 7 foot drifts all over.
Wow.
And of course, we're snowed in.
So you're trapped in your house right now?
Trapped in the house. So we're just, drinking hot toddies and taking naked naps, so it's okay.
Naked naps, you say?
Yeah.
Is that unusual? Wait, is it unusual that you take naked naps? I don't understand.
Well, on a work day, Thursday in the middle of the day.
Are you not cold? I mean, you've got the heat, everything's working, right?
Oh, everything's working. Yeah, we got a fireplace, the furnace is working, everything's working.
Good.
But it made me think. Of course, we have county roads, and we've got our own developments. We have our own private roads. We have our own, snow removal service. But they're dependent upon the county getting out here and clearing the roads. And I was thinking, well, it's a government a project here. No matter how much you yell and scream, unless you're on the city council, you're really not going to get anything. So we'll be snowed in for a couple days probably.
So wait, I'm a little confused. You say you have private roads, but they're dependent. The private snow removal service is dependent on the government for something? What exactly, where's the government come into play?
Well, we're kind of out in the country here, so we've got a road coming in, and it's 4 miles one way to a major road, and it's 4 miles the other way to a major road.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying the snow removal service can't make it out to you until the government clears the government road, and then the snow removal people can get to your neighborhood and clear it.
Yes.
Got it.
So our cars are stuck in the garage. I mean, we've got our driveways all cleaned off, or we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, that it's not a matter of the government can't do anything good. I mean, there are some things they do okay.
If you throw enough money at the problem, something will get done.
Exactly. That's my point. I mean, what does the government do that a private company can't do better, more efficient, less costly, all that stuff? That's the real question.
That is the real question.
Not too much.
I'm stuck here. Tomorrow's Friday. If I don't make it into work, which I won't, I'll lose $1,500.
Yikes.
And so I would be more than happy to pay for, a rush charge or a special service charge for my private, road cleaning guys to come out here. But
sure.
There's no way to do it.
Wow. And I'm sure if you're in a neighborhood with other people, I'm sure there are other people who'd like to get to work as well. So collectively, the group of you would be able to get a group buying discount. And it wouldn't be a problem. So basically, if we had private roads everywhere, this probably wouldn't be an issue.
Right. We would have a contract up in front that would say, hey, when it snows like this, we still want the service, but we're willing to pay an extra, $5,000 or $10,000 to get you guys out here for this.
Right.
Wow. It only happens once every couple of years, but, we're stuck here.
And you're going to continue to be stuck there because I don't think the government's going to be giving up their road monopoly anytime soon.
No, not likely.
Well, Brian, what else are you guys doing there? Listening to Free Talk Live, got all the lights on, just hanging out in the house, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of lucky dogs in here, and they don't want to go outside, and the chickens, they got kind of cold. So,
how do you handle that? Now, as a Floridian now in New Hampshire for the first time, obviously I'm not used to all this stuff. Now, we don't have snow on the ground here yet, but inevitably, how do you handle it when you can't get out of your own house and you've got a dog that has to go to the bathroom?
Well, we throw the dog in the snow. I mean, they go out there. They just want to come back in right away.
So you can get your door open. It's just that you can't leave the neighborhood, is what you're saying.
Oh yeah, we knew it was coming in, so we know we have to leave a snow shovel at both doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't go looking for it in under 3 feet of snow.
Gotcha.
So you open the door and you just kind of shovel out as much as you need for the dog to go. And then they come in here and they're lazy all day.
What was this about the chickens?
Oh, there's chickens in the backyard, and we like the eggs. But they're kind of snowed into their hen house, so I have to go out there and give them water and food.
I see. I was concerned that there might be chickens running around while you were taking naked naps.
Very good. Well, Brian, we're glad you're all right, and good luck getting some private roads out there in Colorado. We appreciate hearing from you, sir, and have a great night. 800-259-9231.
That's got to be something.
Well, yeah, you wake up in the morning, you got 3 feet of snow outside your door. 1-800-259-9231.
That never happened in Florida.
Toll-free line. I was listening to the news today, and they were talking about the 4,700 people stranded at Denver International Airport. And apparently they're dragging out cots. I mean, can you imagine?
Where do they get them from?
I don't know.
I don't think they have cots at any... I haven't seen any cots at any airports.
Maybe they've got a closet where they put them all. I don't
know. There's a cot closet at the airport?
They're coming from somewhere.
I've got to question all of this.
Can you imagine, though, being stuck in an airport with those ornery passengers and all the bureaucrats?
No.
Man.
Sounds awful.
That does sound awful. 800-259-9231. To the email box, Diane emails in, finally, Mark, we finally got an office party story.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's only taken, actually, she sent it right after the show, but she's actually the only one who sent in an office party story. I thought for sure, because the office party topic flopped on the air. Nobody called in to talk about it.
It bums me out. It's worked before, but
right.
Didn't work this year.
Right, it bums me out because it has worked in the past. If it hadn't worked in the past, I wouldn't have tried it again.
Sure.
But I figured maybe the podcast listeners would hear it and they would respond later on. Turns out only Diane. Well, anyway, she says, all the office parties that I've been to have been pretty tame. But for the last 4 years, I've been working for the same company. Every year, two of our department coworkers throw the most fabulous Christmas parties that I've ever been to. There's tons of food, alcohol, music. They've got a room with a pool table and a bar, even. They hire a karaoke DJ to come in. Sounds like you'd be there, Mark.
Yeah, I'd love it.
And everyone sings and cheers each other on. It's a blast because the house is always packed with friends, coworkers, and even their neighbors, which they're smart enough to invite. Because our department runs 24 hours, the reason for that is if you don't invite the neighbors, they get angry and they call the police on you. Because our department runs 24 hours, they keep the party going from 7 p.m. all the way to 7 a.m.
Oh, boy.
It is a huge production. Anyway, a couple of years ago, I got drunk enough to sing karaoke. First, it was just with other people, but then I got the idea it would be great to sing Hank Williams' Long Gone Lonesome Blues. I don't know if you've heard this song, but it does involve yodeling. I look back on it now, and I think I must have been out of my mind, but something happened, and surprisingly, I did a fairly decent job with it. Everybody cheered and even complimented me the next day. So,
wow.
It worked out well. But the potential for personal humiliation was great.
Yes. Unless anything that involves yodeling has a high potential of personal humiliation. I'm sorry.
I left fairly early because I had to work the next morning with a hangover, of course. But the stories I heard the next day left me slack-jawed. Somewhere around 3 a.m., one very good-looking coworker who had a great voice got up to sing. A girl from another department had a crush on him. So when he got up to sing, she got up to dance sexily and try to get his attention. Since he was married, he tried to avoid looking at her. Not getting the response she wanted, she turned her back to him, dropped her pants, and started smacking her butt as if to say, "Ride 'em, cowboy."
Oh, my.
That'll get your attention, huh? Now, I don't know if
hard,
you can...
Hard to ignore that, I suppose.
She says, I don't know if you can air this part. The worst thing was that she was so drunk that she forgot that it wasn't an appropriate time of the month to be dropping her drawers.
Man.
While she thought she was being sexy... Everyone looking at her could see a white cotton string hanging down from her crotch. All I can say is I hope she blacked the whole event out and that nobody ever told her what all of her coworkers and their significant others saw. If it had been me, I'd never have gotten a good night's sleep for the rest of my life. Never mind. It would never, ever have been me. You don't know about that, Diane. You put a few more drinks in you. You never know what you're going to do.
You did, after all, yodel.
Yeah, you black out. I mean, if you black out on alcohol, you could do anything. And you wouldn't even know it.
It does happen.
If that wasn't enough, a supervisor was groping women and at some point peed into an expensive plant because the bathroom wasn't in use. The plant eventually died. Now, that's actually one I've heard before. People relieving themselves in plants at office parties. Apparently, that happens fairly often. A few people tumbled down the spiral staircase leading from the upstairs balcony to the backyard. And, of course, somebody started a fight. When I heard all these stories the next day, I thought, dang it, I miss all the good stuff. And
dang it,
Diane, we really appreciate the email. Thank you for the office party story. If you have one, if you've been to an office party from hell, or you did something extremely embarrassing, or witnessed something embarrassing, and you've got an office party story for us. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, a beer company and, I believe, the state of Illinois. There's been a bit of a conflict. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Do enjoy them. That does include the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. And you should get registered sooner rather than later. You're going to want to be involved in this. And I suppose it's possible that, and I guess it could sell out, right? I mean, there's only so much room in that hotel.
The fire marshal will make sure that, that there's a limit.
So you don't want to miss out on that. And perhaps one lady that will be in attendance, I'm hoping. I don't know. We don't have her here to ask, but we hopefully will have her here sometime soon. Lauren Canario.
Yeah.
We got some
really
good news
great
today,
news.
But we'll let John tell it because he's scooping us on this one. John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
My computer's down, so I haven't been able to listen to the program.
That's okay.
So I don't know if you brought this up, but I got a phone message today. My friends know that my computer's down, so they did me the courtesy of calling.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren is free.
Yes, she is. I got the word earlier this afternoon. I guess they turned her loose out of the New London prison that she was, or the Connecticut prison that she was in. And I believe her husband, Jim, headed down there to pick her up. And that's the last that I'd heard, that that he went down there to grab her. And I guess there's maybe a party being planned for this weekend in her honor.
Absolutely. I'm thinking the party ought to be Saturday because some of us were planning on going down there to protest on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to go to that God-forbidden place.
Heck no.
Called Connecticut. Hopefully we'll be over in Winchester, which will be right by you guys. And I was so psyched when I first got that message when I came in this afternoon. I was speechless.
Now, before we go on, let's recap for anybody just tuning in. Lauren Canario was arrested in, I believe it was late September, early October, for sitting on a front porch at a house in New London, Connecticut. You know, New London. We talked about it last night on the show where a bunch of people had their properties being threatened by the government. There was a Supreme Court case that ruled that essentially that the government can take your property for whatever flipping reason they want to and use it for whatever purposes they want. And so she had actually moved into the area to stand up for the freedoms, or what few freedoms we have left, to stand up for those property owners and to help defend their liberty. Unfortunately, the property owners lost the case, but Lauren stuck it out. She continued to stick around to assist the owners over there. And while she was sitting on the front porch reading a book of one of the houses of the property owners, the police, I guess, were also in the vicinity, and they decided to arrest her for, well, apparently, I don't know, reading, unlawfully reading. I'm not sure exactly. I don't even know if she was ever even charged with anything. I'm not even sure.
Well,
we're gonna get all these details. Hopefully, we're gonna have her in the
charge.
Studio.
As far as the charge, my understanding is, and this is kind of sketchy. She did this protest a year ago,
mm-hmm.
A year and some months ago. But when she did it then, they released her without any words on her part. She's a silent protester. She's not cooperating. Nonviolent, non-cooperation. She's having no part of what they're doing, and they released her without having her found guilty or anything else. They did that a year ago, and apparently they've done the same thing today. This is without knowledge of the public. She's a free woman standing down in Connecticut, and her husband has to drive there. You know, he can't be given notice, you know, a few hours early to go down there. So Connecticut's kind of a dirty, dirty place. But Jim went down, her husband, to pick her up and bring her home. And you know what? Hopefully she's going to come back here to New Hampshire, activist of the year
absolutely.
By some standards on the Internet.
I hope not only that she comes back here to New Hampshire. Of course, her husband and her have property here in the state now at this point. And I hope not only that she comes back, but I hope that, and we're going to get to ask her this all, I think,
Ian,
in person.
You know that we did a flag burn last weekend.
I was there.
Hopefully this was just the mounting effect on Connecticut that activism does work. There's some people that say civil disobedience does not work. Lauren has brought attention to the issue and has not given up. And some people say, well, why is she doing that? Some people
don't think it's effective. Some people think that she's getting arrested and sitting in jail for, what was it, 88 days, something like that?
Yeah, it's
sitting
probably
in jail
pushing 100 days now.
For 3 full months. They believe it was for naught. And
I'll
I think
one
Lauren's going to feel differently
not for
about
naught,
that.
Ian, it's not for naught because this woman shows courage. She's got bigger courage than most people in this country. Most people would just want to ignore that. They're going into holidays, and they'll be talking about at their holiday parties about, you know, what did the local team do, and what did this happen and that. They're not caring about what's going on in this country. Lauren cares.
She put herself on the line for the liberty of people that were at one point total strangers to her.
And this is a woman who's a hero. And by the way, her birthday is on the day that we were going to be down in Connecticut.
Is that right, tomorrow?
We don't have to go to that godforsaken place.
Oh, wait,
we're here in New Hampshire. Okay. Welcome home, Lauren. Welcome home, Lauren.
John, thank you,
Welcome
sir.
Home.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing you. If there's a party this weekend, I'm sure we'll be seeing you at it. Thanks, sir. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know what? I don't believe in miracles, but this is really a nice little gift, I guess you could say, that she's not staying. If you want to call it a gift, it's better than her being there for 8 to 12 months, which is what we were expecting to happen.
Right.
Apparently, they just turned her loose today. No warning whatsoever to anybody. They probably just chucked her out onto the street. Who knows how she got a call, and she probably went and, you know, bummed a phone call off of somebody to call her husband.
You know, I know that Jim, her husband, is the happiest guy in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's on his way down to Connecticut to pick up his wife.
She's probably the happiest lady in the world right now.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't know, we're going to get the details, I'm sure. And if you'd like the details on what's going to happen, I guess, over the weekend, if you're in the New England area, you probably want to go to nhfree.com and poke around on the forums there to see what they've got planned for Saturday. But I definitely want to welcome her home. And I also want to get a chance to maybe bring her on the air here on Free Talk Live. Have her sit in here in the studio for an hour, take phone calls, ask her about her experience, and you know, get it from her in first person. Because last year, when she was arrested the first time in New London, this is the second time she's been sitting in a Connecticut prison in 2 years. The first time she got out, we had her on the phones, and we did an interview over the phone, but I think it'd be a lot more fun to have her right here, because we can now.
We might as well.
So that's that I will work on. We'll work on getting Lauren here. All right, 800-259-9231, glad to have her out. And hopefully she's going to be done. This is definitely a question I want to ask her is, are you finished with New London, Connecticut?
Please be done
with it, because it's over. I mean, Liberty has lost the battle in Connecticut.
Well, they
there's
own
no
it
chance
now.
Now.
You know, the city of New London finally offered most of those people, you know, the ones they weren't able to muscle out of the way, they offered them, you know, great prices for their houses. And they forced them to take great prices for their houses, and I can't say that I consider it a total loss.
It's a total loss of our freedom to own property. That's a total loss, my friend.
I wish somebody would come in and force me to take $400,000 for my house in Sarasota.
Well,
please.
Yeah, okay. Well, you don't care, obviously, about that property, and they had a little bit more attachment to theirs. 800-259-9231, and they should have been able to be free to keep it, should they have wanted to. But it's over now. All their property's been taken, so we'll find out if Lauren Canario's battle in New London is done with. I hope it will be. We'll clue you in when we know. 800-259-9231, going to a beer company coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves if you want to. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free, including the listener map. We've got over 1,700 of our listeners that have added themselves to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. You can go there, add yourself, or just scroll around the world and see who else is a listener of the show. Map.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at kidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066 at kidsjourney.com.
So tell me about this beer company, Mark. What's going on?
Well, they're making beer. This was sent to me by a listener, and it's a really great article. It's by Nicholas Day, and I believe he published it for the AP. I don't know. At the Map Room, a Buck Bar, Bucktown bar with a tap list the length of a novel.
This is in Illinois?
That's correct.
Okay.
The beers, they'll say that in just 1 second. The beers of Bell's Brewery are suddenly what everyone wants. They've never been more popular, says bar owner Laura Blessingame. If you don't have it, you really want it. Wanting won't help. Due to a much publicized dispute with its Chicago distributor, the Southwest Michigan brewery has pulled out of the state entirely.
Whoa.
It might seem like a bewildering decision for a brand that's been a fixture in local bars and stores for more than a decade. Chicago is a bottomless beer market, and craft beer doesn't have a ceiling in sight. Sales were up 11% nationwide in the first half of this year. That's on top of a 9% increase in 2005 and a 7% increase in 2004. They're doing pretty good. Meanwhile, sales of American mass-market brands fell in 2005 and are up less than 2% this year.
So this is some sort of a specialty beer?
It is.
Okay.
But Bell's founder, Larry Bell, has said has had it with a state law that legally ties him to a distributor he says doesn't care about his beers. The only way he feels he can control what happens to his brand is to take his ball and go home. And Bell isn't the only brewer who feels hamstrung. Many industry experts say the law keeps small brewers out of Chicago, already a notoriously competitive market, and constrains those who are already here.
Before you go on, I want to make a prediction. Are you telling me that the big beer lobbies, the big beer companies, have friends in politics who have created laws that mandate certain things about a distributor wholesaler relationships to where these little guys are essentially being squozen out by the laws that have been created? These essentially the big beer companies teaming up with the politicians here?
I'm not sure that's why it happened, but that's the how of what's happening.
Okay.
In short, it does a lot to dictate what beers end up on the shelf at your local liquor store or on tap at the local tavern. And not surprisingly, distribution law, which has been deeply influenced by business interests, has a lot to do, apparently you are correct, has a lot to do with politics and little to do with beer. Consider this, says Larry Bell. Of the three fastest growing craft brands in the Midwest, Bell's, Boulevard, and New Glarus Brewing, none of them do business in Chicago. To understand what happened to Bell's, you have to understand what happened in the 1930s. After Prohibition, when modern alcohol law and the three-tier system were created, the system, which stipulates that all alcohol has to pass through a middleman, was established to ensure that producers couldn't run bars and limit consumer choice by exclusively serving their own drinks.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, can you imagine?
That was the excuse? The idea that the beer manufacturer would open up his own bar and exclude other drinks, that was the excuse they used to mandate that there be distributors, essentially mandating that there be middlemen?
Well,
and people fell for that?
Well, you know that this is a very popular thing to do throughout the United States. I mean, there's a restaurant called Hops, which is a franchise,
yeah,
which they create all their own beers right there. I'm sure you can get other beers, but they create their own beers there on site, and you can choose to drink their beer if you want.
Are they not allowed in Illinois?
I would assume that in Illinois, at the very least, they have to carry other people's beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
outrageous. And who cares if a beer company goes and opens up its own bar? How does that prevent another beer company from opening up their own bar and competing? How does that prevent an independent from jumping in and opening up a bar with different types of beer?
Right.
The
better reasons. I mean, if you have a bar, then you can use that, if you so choose, to jumpstart your own beer brand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some almost guaranteed sales right there.
Right.
If your beer is terrible, people will stop coming to your bar if that's all you serve.
That's true. And if your prices are bad, too. And now I would presume, and I wonder if there's another law about pricing structures. Because, for instance, even if the law mandates that you offer other beers at your bar, you could offer those beers at twice the price of the homebrew. Right? Twice the price of the bar brand, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would anyone pay twice the price when they could just pay for the bar brand? I would bet there's probably restrictions on what you can and can't charge, you know, like what the maximum markup is, that sort of thing.
Well,
this sounds like it's a very restrictive business.
I haven't read that in here, but it would make sense. The repeal, it doesn't seem like it because usually when they write those laws, they write them poorly and it really screws up pricing because they'll say, you can't charge more than $5 for a glass of beer. Of course, if they wrote that in 1930, it would be, you can't charge more than a nickel for a glass of beer, which case they're really screwed up. The repeal of prohibition effectively gave states the right to regulate alcohol within their borders, and the resulting patchwork of laws...
States don't have rights, only individuals have rights.
Okay. The resulting patchwork of laws has meant that distributors are usually in-state companies. Many say the three-tier system has made distributors a protected class, but distributors mm-hmm. maintain that liquor requires special rules.
Oh,
to
really?
This day, yes. Alcohol is not toothpaste or anything else, says Bill Olson, the executive vice president of the Associated Beer Distributors of Illinois, a lobbying group. He argues that distributors protect customers.
A lobbying group for distributors.
Right. Listen to this. He argues that distributors protect customers against counterfeit products, pay the taxes on liquor brought into the state, and prevent teenagers from getting their hands on a bottle of Everclear. But California State University economics professor Glenn Whitman, who has conducted a study on the economic logic of the system, poo-poos his rationale.
Yeah.
The arguments are in no way specific to alcohol, he says. Why aren't we concerned about people producing counterfeit Coca-Cola? We have sales taxes on all kinds of goods, but we don't feel the need to create a third party for them. And the chief legal counsel for the Illinois Liquor Control Commission, Bill whatever, says that in his 2.5 years at the ILCC, he's received only one formal complaint from someone whose kid bought liquor over the Internet. Teenagers still get alcohol the old-fashioned way, he says. They sneak it out of the liquor cabinet or get a friend or relative to buy it
for
them.
Sure, they do.
Yeah. So
the idea that the distributors are protecting teenagers, all they're doing is protecting their own mandated profits that
absolutely
they've been handed on a silver platter by their friends in government.
And they're driving out competition.
And we're all paying for it. I mean, we as in the drinkers. I don't know. Maybe I'm paying for it through my taxes. I'm not a drinker. But certainly millions of Americans are, and they're paying prices, inflated prices, that they don't have, they shouldn't have to be paying in order to support this middle layer of management that is completely unnecessary.
It is completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. I mean, beer companies will decide how they want to distribute their own product inside states. They don't need distribution companies.
Also, the counterfeiting claim is pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, if a beer distributor, or excuse me, if a bar, like a local bar, managed to counterfeit Budweiser, you know, they managed to get that flavor exactly right, and they managed to somehow have cans of, I don't know, I mean, I guess put a Budweiser label on their tap and try to fool people that they actually had Budweiser. If somebody, first of all, if the counterfeit was so good that nobody ever questioned it, then really, who cares? But if it was off and somebody questioned it, all that they'd have to do to protect Budweiser would be to call up Budweiser and say, "Hey, is Joey's Bar on Main Street, they a distributor of yours? Are they allowed to sell your beer?" Because you have to have an agreement with Budweiser, right, to sell their beer.
Right.
You'd have to get it from, you know, the kegs or whatever they the I guess that's what they tap for those bar things is kegs. You'd have to have an agreement with them to get those kegs. And so that way Budweiser would say, no, they're not, which would mean they'd be violating their agreement and all that. They could go in and not shut them down, per se, but they could certainly wage a campaign to out them as being counterfeiters.
Absolutely. I don't think it would take too much advertising to say, hey, this bar's not carrying Budweiser, and they're saying that they are.
And they could promote one of their friendly bars. They could promote an existing Budweiser distributing bar and say, hey, come over here to this bar. You can get real Budweiser, and we'll give you $2 off, or something like that. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs?
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit Bedfan.com. That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's completely free. All the features that you're going to find there are on the house, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, like Free Talk Live branded merchandise, Free Talk Live hats, T-shirts, get the Free Marketeer flag and more, including classic archive DVD collector sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com. That again, store.freetalklive.com. Also, you can purchase anything else you might need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com, because anything that you buy, whether used or new, at amazon.freetalklive.com, and there are 35 categories of products, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So great way to support the show and get the shopping done that you need to do. amazon.freetalklive.com. So on this whole beer subject, just really sad, the protectionism that is going on, essentially allowing the state of Illinois, but I know this happens in other states as well. I remember there was a story earlier this year, I think, about a Washington State distributor or some a Washington State manufacturer of beer, of some sort of an alcoholic product, that was also upset about the mandates and the requirements that they couldn't sell. They wanted to sell directly to the consumer. I mean, it makes sense,
that
right?
It does make some sense. Why not?
Sell at the lowest possible price. Outprice all your competition. But no,
that's
the laws get in the way. That's true. It is best for the consumers. But as we've seen, the law isn't doing what's best for the consumers. The law is doing what it was designed to do, and that is to protect friends of politicians.
Yep. It's all about the lobbyists.
And
every
that's
single
always been.
Time you can just look at the lobbyists and see it's what they want.
And apparently it's been that way for decades. The owner of that beer company saying that this dates all the way back to the end of Prohibition, these laws. So hopefully we'll be able to make some changes, maybe in the free state. Of course, one of the first changes we're going to have to make is getting the liquor business out of the hands of the state. Here in New Hampshire, one of the problems we have in this state is that the state government runs the liquor stores here.
It's ridiculous.
I've never even seen anything like this before.
Every state's different when it comes to alcohol.
It's crazy.
And it's like alcohol's magic or something. I don't understand why it is.
It's magic for money, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of money in that.
There's
business.
A lot of money in it, but I can't imagine that the state does a very good job of running a store. I haven't been to
Doubtful.
One of these state liquor stores. I don't have any desire to go. But I just, you know, why is the state in this business? The state isn't supposed to be making money.
Well, the state's here to protect you, Mark.
And what's that have to do with making money?
They're here to protect you from evil companies who want to charge you too much.
Well, but what about every other state in the union where evil companies, quote unquote, are selling alcohol? I mean, this tiny little plot of land up here in the Northeast, somehow they're going to be worse here?
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if you actually compared prices. Like, if you compared the state government prices on liquor to, say, another state where you a private owner could have his own liquor store?
I can tell you that beer prices are just tremendous here compared to what they are in Florida.
Well, speaking of liquor, well, let's go to high school. Coolidge Examiner reporting that CHS principal Tim Hamilton said, "We had a hunch that today would be a good day for a lockdown." Can you believe that quote? "We had a hunch that today would be a good day for a lockdown. Hey, great idea. Let's lock down the school and search all of the students." Because, as he says, quote, "We like to do these every now and then to ensure that the students know we remember them and are looking out for their safety." Now, as a high school student, if the government came in and locked down your school and then proceeded to search your classroom, would you be feeling safe? Would you be feeling good about that sort of thing? I wonder what the students have to say about this.
Well, they're probably petrified.
Well, Hamilton said the high school administration worked with the Coolidge Police Department and the Juvenile Probation Department to set up the lockdown at 12:45 on December 14th.
The Juvenile Probation Department?
Four officers. Well, they're looking out for the kids' safety.
It sounds almost like the kids are guilty until proven innocent.
At 12:45, well, yeah, pretty much. That's what the game was. On the 14th, four officers from those departments joined Hamilton and other CHS deans to comb the school for illegal materials. Hamilton said the seven members of the search party divided into three teams to expedite the process. It took the three teams about an hour and a half to scour the entire school site. I'm guessing it's a smallish school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased to announce that we checked every student and every classroom.
How'd they check them?
That is what I would like to know. I don't think this article goes into the dirty details of how they checked every student, but it almost sounds like they patted them down, doesn't it?
It does sound like it.
I mean, how else could you check every
student?
At
least wanded them or something. Dogged them.
Well, yeah, but a wand isn't going to find drugs.
That's true. I mean a dog. I'm sorry.
The search did turn up some Tylenol and Aleve, said Hamilton, but no illegal drugs were found. And I'm pleased to announce that we checked every student in every classroom and no illegal drugs were found. The search, while not illegal, even painkillers such as those must be approved by the school nurse. Brian Miller, student resource officer with the Coolidge Police Department, discovered a knife hidden in a bookcase. However, Hamilton said there were no students around, so it would be difficult to determine the owner of the knife. It was the second lockdown of the 2006-2007 school year. Two in a year, Mark. They didn't do this when I was in high school. And it's just stunning to me imagining this happening. I can't imagine what I would have thought back then. I wasn't a libertarian back when I was in high school, but I was certainly going, I think, in that direction. And I don't think I would have been too pleased with this invasion of my privacy. The first lockdown took place on August 18th, the day after three students from the high school were busted for shoplifting liquor from the Johnson Ranch Walmart, then imbibing the alcohol during the bus ride to school. In that instance, Coolidge Police Forces joined probation officers and did a thorough search of all the Sand Heights buses, as well as 22 random classrooms. That search also turned up no illegal drugs and no alcohol. The three students were punished with a 9-day out-of-school suspension. So because three kids were caught with alcohol, that meant it was time to search every single student in the school. Isn't that nice?
Well, that's how it is. It seems to be that's how they do it in schools. One kid does something wrong,
everybody gets punished.
To suffer.
Right, which is actually one of the ways that they encourage kids to snitch out other kids. Because
you all don't want to be punished, do you?
Right, you don't want to get in trouble, so just tell us who's got the drugs. Well, we used to contact the bus drivers. They were heading to school and ask them to pull into the bus barn. For the last couple of searches, we've had the buses pull into the parking lot near McDonald's. That way, if students throw something out of the window, we can see it right there in the parking lot. I mean, it's like living, it's almost
like
a jail.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cop tactic.
Right. This, your kids, if they're in government high school, are in the equivalent of a part-time jail.
They're both institutions.
Yeah, complete with police officers doing shakedowns of the students. And how many parents are just going to shrug their shoulders at this and believe what the principal says and just tell themselves, you know, they really are just trying to keep our kids safe.
They are trying to keep them safe from, they may very well keep your kids safe from drugs to some extent or another, but what if your kid happens to decide to experiment with pot that day, has it on them or something like that? Do you really want them to have and by the way, chances are really, really good your kid is going to experiment with pot.
That's true.
Um, and just like you did, and, you know, do you really want them to have that on their record for the rest of their lives?
Right, because
they're
not
trying something out?
Yeah, because I don't think that if they're going to go through this, go through the hassle of searching, shaking down the entire school, that if they catch little Johnny with a bag of marijuana, little, you know, dime bag or whatever a kid would have, they catch Johnny with a dime bag, I don't think they're going to call mommy and daddy and have him come, you know, have them come pick him up.
Yeah, give him a paddling right there.
I think that Johnny's going to be taken to the jail.
Yeah.
And he's going to be checked in. Now, they're going to call mom and dad at that point, but by then, Johnny's got a record.
Yeah.
And he's going to be going to juvenile court.
Swell. And I believe once you have a conviction, a drug conviction, you can't get a student loan anymore.
That's true.
Little Johnny's out of the running for college.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't, you can't get one from the government.
Well, yes, that's correct.
But you could get grants and that sort of thing from other individuals. If you've experienced one of these searches and you know what the tactics are like, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, and you know what? We actually had one of our listeners call last week, I believe it was, and we haven't gotten a follow-up call from him. I think it was Francisco or Kirby, one or the other, in I think they're in New Jersey, where he was going to go to school the day after he'd called the show and refused to be searched because he had, I guess, gotten wind that the school was going to be searching everyone coming to school that day. And he had planned on refusing the search, and we had sort of encouraged him to do so, but I have not actually, we've not actually heard back from him since.
No.
Hope they didn't throw him in a gulag. 800-259-9231. I doubt it as well.
Doesn't seem likely. He probably just hasn't remembered to call.
I don't think he was risking too much. I mean, at worst, he got a referral or something like that. But still, would like to hear the update on that one. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to the email box here shortly. On the way, question about underage workers and foreign workers and all those laws, you know, those pesky laws that have to do with that. We're coming to that. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. Hour two coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.